Praise the Lord. Again, thank God for every one of you who are on the line. And we just praise God. We don't take it for granted. And we are just praise God that you have that heart that you want to learn more and more about God's word. You know what? You and I are learning together. We are growing together as we pray one for the other. Praise God. The message tonight is a restful place. A restful place. And I'll tell you, this message was birthed out of my own personal experience. And what I mean by that is that just recently I had ordered something and I wasn't for sure if it was the right color and I wasn't for sure if it was too big. And then I tried to maybe cancel it. I didn't hear anything from it. And it was just like one thing after another where I was just really concerned, probably more than I needed to be. And I could hear in my spirit, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, rest, rest. And that's where I got this message as God spoke to my heart. Says, you need to rest. Calm down. No need to get yourself all up, as they say, in a tizzy. Everything is going to be all right. And guess what? It is all right. Praise God. So that's where how this message was birthed, a restful place. Praise God. You'll find me in St. Mark, the 6th chapter in the 31st verse. And this basically talks when Jesus had been ministering and the crowds were just following him so much, him and the disciples, and they just didn't get a chance to really come aside and rest. And here's where the scripture reads in Mark. It says, and he said unto them, meaning his disciples, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. In other words, this is saying they needed to just step aside from the crowd, and they needed rest. Jesus recognized that. They need rest. And same thing like you and I, we need physical rest. And this message tonight is, I'm going to talk to you about the physical rest from the physical side to natural side, and also talk about spiritual rest. Amen. Praise God. So he's saying to them, let's go aside. Let's just get away and go away by ourselves, because they didn't even have time to eat. They didn't have time to rest and so forth. But listen, think about this. God the Father, he is the creator of all things. Even God rested from all his work, the scripture says, on the seventh day. Now, God the Father, the Almighty God, the great I Am, needed to rest. What do you think about you and I? We need rest. Amen. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. See, doing God's work, yes, is very important, and Jesus realized that, but he also realized that in order to do God's work effectively, we need periodic rest, and we need renewal in our mind, renewal in our body. The body is made to rest. Amen. So every now and then, you and I, we have to steal away. In other words, on purpose, schedule time away from the routine hustle and bustle of life. Take a vacation. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You can step aside on what they call a staycation. In other words, you haven't traveled anywhere, but you're going to stay where you are, but yet you're going to get away from the routine hustle and bustle. So start playing some relaxing music on your staycation, or treat yourself to a nice dinner, or go to a really nice relaxing spa. Treat yourself to a massage. And some of the men probably say, no, I don't think I need a spa. But guess what? Or a massage. Pastor Bolden said that to me some years and years ago. I paid for him to have a massage, a full body massage. And he said, oh, no. He told the attendant, I don't need that. That's nice, but I don't need it. So I already paid for it. So we said to him, just try it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to take it. Well, I will have you all to know, you probably smile on this one, Pastor Bolden had received that wonderful body massage, and it was soothing music, and the atmosphere was just right. Guess what? He was snoring. I said, who was that over there snoring? He was snoring. That's how relaxed he was. So, yeah, treat yourself to a nice spa. Get a manicure or a pedicure. Yeah, do something for yourself. Listen, the daily issues of life, just the things that we deal with from day to day can really weigh us down and really heavily. We have to be careful not to get burned out. And then if you're burned out, you're unable to function productively. Therefore, you're not going to serve yourself good or be any good to anybody else. We need rest, we need to come aside. Like Jesus said, let's go aside. Yeah, they tried to go aside and tried to, in a sense, steal away privately, praise God, but the crowds, some folks saw them. They saw them trying to get away on the ship. And guess what they did? The scripture says they ran on foot to meet him. And in fact, they outran the ship. And of course, Jesus, being moved with compassion, he did not send them away. Disciples wanted to send them away. He says, no. See, that's when, and you know this story very well, that's when Jesus told his disciples, make them sit down. He made them sit down in groups of hundreds and groups of fifties. And Jesus blessed the food, and he fed the 5,000 men. That's only counting men, but we didn't even count the women with loaves of bread and two fishes. And then after all that was over, and he blessed it, they still took up 12 baskets of fragments that were left over. See, God is good. Awesome, awesome God we serve. Praise God. That's saying to us, when we take time to kind of revive ourselves and regenerate and just to give us the body the rest that it needs, and God can bless us abundantly. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you and I can ask or even think. So you see, the human body requires proper rest, and I'm talking about a restful place. We have to find that. We have to find our restful place naturally. The human body requires rest, requires diet, exercise, and even annual physicals. And when you do not give your body what it requires, hey, it alerts you. It says something back to you. Guess what? Begin to lose sleep. Insomnia begins to set in. And then without enough sleep, you can get nervous. And you become short, patient, and irritable, sluggish, and overweight. Uh-oh. Help us, Lord. Somebody said, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Overweight and hypertension, high blood, everything else, because we neglect the body. If we give the body the things that the body requires, my Lord, the word says, the body will heal itself. Glory to God. So I say, help me, Jesus. I can't speak for you. I speak for myself. Help me, Jesus, to do the right thing by this body. Because guess what? We have to. Because, see, the scripture says, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if we do things to defile this body, the word of God said that he would destroy us. And Lord knows we don't want God to destroy us. When we hear the word and we see the word of God, then you and I, we become accountable for the word of God. Glory to God. We realize that most of us, we maintain busy lives and schedules, let alone dealing with just the pressures of life. Guess what? We have to pray and pray hard and work hard to give our bodies what it needs in order to live a healthy and productive life. Yes, we do. In other words, there must be a proper balance in our lives. You know, we can do too much of a good thing and still not prosper the way we need to. We need to have a proper balance. Everything in life has to be balanced. You could spend all day and all night in church, but guess what? You still have a family at home. You still got a job. You still got other things. So therefore, you have to have a balance, praise God. And God knows what we need. He knows everything that we need, praise God. You know, in Proverbs, it talks about, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid, and that he would cause our sleep to be sweet. Amen. Say sweet sleep. That's what we need. God, we need sweet sleep. We don't have to be afraid because, see, we serve a God who slumbers not, and he neither slumbers, neither does he sleep, and he watches over us. He watches over us day and night. Not only that, glory to God. In Psalms 103 says, he satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. And I know we all love good things, and he knows what it takes to produce a healthy body, a body that God can use, a body that his spirit can reside in. Amen. So I just kind of gave you just a brief summary of a restful place for the natural body, the natural mind, the natural appetite, all the things that we need to do to be successfully used by God. I want to tell you about the spiritual rest, a spiritual restful place in God. And see, there are times when it seems like we're carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. I mean, what I mean by that is, like, constantly we're hearing bad news on the TV, on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, whatever news it is. Every single day, the top of the news is something going wrong. There are killings out there, people killing each other, hatred and violence. And not only that, folks get laid off and they can't quite make ends meet. We're dealing with disobedient children and just like just disobedient to their parents and heady and high-minded folks and all kind of things in their family. There are family feuds. You'd be surprised how many family feuds, people fighting among themselves in the family. My God. And you know, folks worry about he said, she said, and all that kind of stuff. Or we could be burdened down with being misunderstood or lied on. You've received maybe a disappointing or heartbreaking doctor's report. All these things serve to just weigh us down and to keep us burdened down. But we have to watch as well as pray. And we have to know how to release the things that are heavy weights. And the Bible says that we need to drop off the heavy weights. Let loose those heavy weights. Lose all those things, that negativity things. And not only that, we may have to even lose some negative people. And you might have to stop having company with them. We need to hang around with people that are going to build us up spiritually. And likewise, that you'll be able to build somebody else up, strengthen someone. Like the scripture says, strengthen one another within the word of God, the ones that are in the faith. Strengthen them, uphold them, and let them know that we can make it. Why? Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Say amen to that. Glory to God. See, in the book of Psalms, David understood it like this. He said, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Oh, that sounds like rest. That sounds like a restful place. Not only that, see, when God causes us to rest and he causes us to come aside and rest even from the negativity and the things that the enemy tries to put on us to weigh us down, he knows how, this, he says, restores my soul. David had been through a lot. David was a warrior. David was in a lot of things, and but God brought him out. And, you know, David many times was in battle, but before he went to battle, he would say, God, shall I pursue or shall I hold off? He acknowledged the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that's why God called him a man after God's own heart. But the Lord knows how. According to David, he said, he restores my soul. And then he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. We can learn from this scripture, learn from what David is saying. So if you've been going through, and many of us are going through, people, Lord knows, we are going through. We hear bad news, and some folks are just, you know, battling sickness and so forth, and it just seems like it's too much for us to carry. And God knew that. He knows that. That's why he said in the scripture, says, cast all of your cares upon him. Why? Because God cares for us. Yes, he does. So therefore, the fact that he told us to cast it, that's letting us know that it's too heavy for us. We can't bear these burdens. We can't maintain the things that we need to maintain, and can't attend to things. If we're all burdened down and heavy laden, praise God. But the Bible gives us to know that if we cast our cares, cast the daily burdens, cast the things that folks talk about us, cast the negativity, cast it on God, because he's able to sustain us. He's able to bear these things, and that we can be free. Remember, the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed, praise God. And what we need to do, even when we're faced negativity, when we face those things that I just talked about, being burdened down and all kind of heavy weights, we need to drop them. And when we drop them at the altar, that altar could be anywhere. It could be in your home. It could be in your car, wherever you meet God. Glory to God. We need to enter into our secret closet. Oh, yes. And get alone with God, God the Father. Hallelujah, God the Son. And then we need to pour our hearts out to the Lord. Oh, yes, yes, we do. See, when you're trying to get free, when you're trying to release the things that have been holding you bound and captive, there's no time to be acute about it. There's no time to be acting like that. Oh, well, this has not affected me, or I'll get over this myself. No, no, no. It's time to reach out. It's time to pour out your heart. It is time to cry unto the Lord. The Bible says, the day that you seek me with your whole heart, he said, then you shall find me. Glory to God. Give God a praise right there. Give him a praise right there. Praise God. To the Bible says, we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was tempted likewise. And the way that you and I are being tempted and going through right now, today. See, with all of these things and the cares of life, the Word of God tells us that our God, our loving God, our caring God, will make a way and escape. Hallelujah. Even when David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, I lead me to the rock. That rock is Jesus. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that's what I'm saying to you. When your heart is overburdened, and when you're just heavy laden with things, run to the rock. Get into your secret closet. Begin to call on the name of the Lord. And when you call on the name of the Lord, he will hear you. He will answer the prayers. Yes, he will. See, the enemy, the devil knows if he can get you to worry and fret over things, and that you may not have that kind of control over things, that he can defeat you. He can cause you to stumble. But let me tell you what, if that happens, get up. Don't stay there. Begin to cry out unto the Lord. Reassess. Pay attention. Reassess, Lord, and say, God, help me. Fix me, God. I'm talking about finding a restful place, a spiritual restful place in God. There is a place God has for every one of us, that because we have purpose, you have purpose. God said he came that we might have life, and that we can have life more abundantly. Not only life in heaven, but we can have life right here on earth. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, if we allow the enemy to burden us down, he can steal your joy. Mm-hmm. He can steal your peace. He can steal your strength. After a while, you'll be doubting the word. He'll steal your confidence, steal your victory, steal your trust in God. He begins to see attack your mind, and even your health can suffer. A lot of times, there are people that go to the doctor, and the enemy has deceived them and burned their mind, and the doctor can't find anything of wrong with them, but yet they feel aches and pains in their body. See, the enemy can, he come to destroy you. Remember, the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus says, hallelujah, thanks be to God, I am come that you might have life and that you can have this life more abundantly. So once we turn our concerns and our problems over to the Lord, as we should, leave them there. Leave it right there. And just begin to think on the goodness of the Lord. Think on his promises. Hallelujah. Think, the Bible says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things that are good report, the scripture says, think on these things. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, although the problem or situation hasn't changed, walk away knowing this, when you know that word. Say, God, I trust you completely to deliver me. Say, God, bring me out with the victory. I know you will, Father. Say, Father, you are in control of my life. I release myself in your hands, in your capable hands. Father, he said in his word that you would uphold me with your righteous right hand. Praise God. Begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I trust you to work things out for my good, because he promised. The word of God said, and we know that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. So may I encourage you tonight, as I'm encouraging myself, to wait on the Lord. We're talking about restful, a place of rest, a restful place. Wait on the Lord. Wait on him without complaining and murmuring and grumbling. Wait on the Lord, as the scripture says, and be of good courage. God will strengthen your heart, not maybe, I'm not sure, or whatever. No, God will strengthen your heart. While you're waiting on God, the Bible says, let patience have her perfect work in you. Okay, God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. Romans 5:3 says, we glory in tribulations. See, how are you going to glory in tribulation? How are you going to glory when it looks like the chips are down? How are you going to glory when bad news? But this is what it's saying. Glory in tribulations also. Knowing that tribulation, hallelujah, worketh patience. You ain't going to stay in that. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. See, we're going somewhere. You're not going to stay in tribulation, because while you're in the tribulation, God is going to work it out. He works patience. And then it said patience. It worketh experience, and experience hope. And the scripture says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because of the love of God that shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto every single one of us. Say glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the hope. Thank you, Lord. If God allow you to go to it, he will take you through it. We don't have to stay in the midst. We're not going to stay in the midst of it. But while you're in the midst, we'll learn how to praise him, or praise your way out. Begin to give God the glory, because we know that God will work it out for our good. Amen. So when we learn how to rest spiritually, when we find that restful place spiritually, you'll say, like the scripture says, when I am weak, then am I strong. Hallelujah. While we're in the valley, see, we learn who God really is. We don't really learn God on the mountaintop. Oh, while we're in the mountaintop, we're rejoicing. Other folks are rejoicing, and everything is going good, and we're glad the music sounds good or whatever. But let me tell you, in the valley, that's when we begin to learn God. Hallelujah. As David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou are with me. Hallelujah. He knows how to comfort me. He knows how to cause me to have rest, sweet sleep. Yes, yes. And then you begin to say to the Lord, he says, he knows our every way. He knows the way that we take. Hallelujah. Then you, when you're in the valley and God brings you out, hallelujah, you have this testimony that he is a way maker. Oh, yes, he is. And he is a deliverer. You know, a testimony is talking about what God has done. You've been through the test. See, you got to, before you can have a testimony, you got to have a test. And not only that, you have to pass the test. And when you pass the test, then you have a moaning. Then you can speak. Then you can say, I have a testimony because God has brought me out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. While you're learning how to rest spiritually, you'll begin to say, I know in whom I believe. And you need to say it out loud. The enemy needs to hear you say it. Glory to God. Because, see, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. So you begin to say, I know in whom I believe. My God is able to do exceedingly and able to do abundantly, more than I could ask or even think. And the scripture goes on to say, according to the power that's working in you. Make sure the Holy Ghost power is working in you. Make sure deliverance power is working in you. Make sure the power of God's love is working in you. Glory to God. It's one thing to quote it, but it's another thing to possess it. We need to walk in that power. Glory to God. And say, I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, yes, I do. Hallelujah. When we're resting in the Lord, we will begin to mount up, as the scripture says, with wings as an eagle. The Bible says that we'll begin to run, hallelujah, and not get weary. And then we can walk and not faint. So may I encourage everyone on this line tonight, including myself. As I said, this message was birthed out of a personal thing that happened to me just no longer than just yesterday. And the Lord began to say to me, find that restful place. I'm sharing this with you, a restful place naturally, a restful place spiritually. Find that restful place both naturally and spiritually. Praise God. Hope that you're encouraged tonight. We're growing. We're growing in God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We thank you, God. You are a wonderful God. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God, for this message tonight, God. We needed this. We need your word. God, we are learning, God. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for your long-suffering for us. Thank you for how you love us. You love us, God, even when we were yet sinners. The word tells us that you so loved us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have just allowed us to be included in your royal family. Praise God. We are your children. We are the King's kids, teaching us, God, how to love one another, how to work together with each other, how to, God, to just grow up in you, God. Grow us up in you, Lord. Mature us in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every single person that's represented on this line tonight, God, that you will bless them to find that restful place naturally, that you will bless them, God. Give them that insight. Give them that discernment. Speak to them, like speak to the heart, like you've spoken to my heart, Lord, and say, enter into my rest. The rest that you give, God, knowing that we will come out all right. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Teach us, God. Show us how to enter into that spiritual rest, God. Hallelujah. Condition our minds, God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. For you said that you would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord. We thank you, Father. We will bless you at all times. Because, God, you're worthy of our praise. God, I just thank you, God, because you have given us another opportunity to learn your word, God. Lord, cause us to be like David in a sense, Lord, where we will hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. God, we thank you, Lord. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that every person that's listening to the sound of my voice, God, that you would give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. For you said that they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we thank you, Lord, that you would bless those. There are people that are suffering with insomnia. They can't sleep at night. Oh, God, I just ask that you would just allow them to rest in you, Lord. Allow them to have that sweet sleep out, as you have said in your word, God, that we can rest in you, Lord. God, that we can allow you to have full control of us, God. Oh, my God, we just thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy that follows us every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord, because your mercy and your truth are everlasting to everlasting. We thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your long-suffering. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lay my hands on this prayer list, God, I lay my hands right now, and we all agree on this line for every name that's on this prayer list. God, that you will bless them. You know what the needs are. You know the needs of every single individual person, God. Meet the needs, God. Heal sick bodies. God, the folks are in the hospital tonight. They're suffering with pain, God. God, I ask, God, that you would touch their bodies. Oh, my God, send your word and heal. Oh, my God. Oh, God, minister. Let the angels of the Lord minister to them, that they will, God, will grab hold of faith. They will call on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the answer. We believe in you, God. We believe you right now, God, that you will meet every need. Because you said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am the Lord that heals and delivers and set free. God, I thank you, Lord, that you will supply every single need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, we praise you. We thank you for this word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to come together in faith, God. Come together. You made a way for us that we can hear this word. You made a way, God, that I can deliver this word. You make it a way, God, that we will live our life in accordance with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in the light. As you're in the light, we will have fellowship one with the other. We ask this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus, and for his glory, for his honor, for his praise. God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We bless your name. We will bless your name at all times. Hallelujah. Praise. We will bless the Lord at all times. Allow the Lord to give you the praise that comes out of your mouth. Somebody praise God on this line. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lift up the praise that belongs to him. Hallelujah. We believe in you, God. We thank you for a restful place in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God, and we thank you, and we praise you. We receive your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Praise God. I know you have to feel better. I know you have to feel uplifted. I know that you have hope in Jesus. Glory to God. And I thank every one of you for being on the line. Continue to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Hallelujah, because he's worthy to be praised. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And until next week, we ask that you would just continue to pray for us, pray one for the other. Yeah. Find somebody that you can love on. Find someone that you can show the love of Christ to. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And continue to look to the hills from which comes all of our help. Every bit of our help comes from the Lord. Yeah. We love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. And may heaven smile upon you. Yeah. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, and I love you. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.